For over 40 years, May Day meant only one thing for the people of Prague. The Communist Party organized mass parades on Letná Plain, a big open park near the castle, to mark Labor Day. This year, thousands of people once again gathered there for the celebration, but for quite a different reason. For the first time, the main parade of the now much diminished Communist Party took place elsewhere in the Czech capital, and around 9,000 people attended a rally named May Day Without Communism Forever in its place. Chris Jarrett has more.
Majorettes took to Letná Plain on Monday as thousands attended the annual May Day festivities. But the atmosphere this year was entirely different from any time in the last 60 years. Instead of traditional communist slogans, festival-goers carried banners which read, for example, "Communism harms people" and "Decent man does not need communism." This was all part of an event organised by the Confederation of Political Prisoners to change the attitudes of Czechs towards the day. They had managed to book the venue ahead of the communists, who had to make do with a site at the bottom of the hill. The gathering was entitled May Day Without Communism Forever, a parody of the old communist motto, "With the Soviet Union Forever," and it began with the Czech and Slovak national anthems, performed by Prague Castle Guard. Later, people commemorated the fates of the thousands who were held as political prisoners during communist times. Olga Sedláčková, a candidate for the Czech European Democrats in the upcoming parliamentary elections, took part in this year's rally. She told Radio Prague's Rob Cameron why she backed the event.
I'm unfortunately old enough to remember that I also had to stay here with my basic school and then secondary school for the 1st of May parade, so I remember it very well myself. I am really glad that somebody got the idea, and it's really the first time we were able to get them out of here.
But isn't it, a way, a little sad? I mean, it was a tradition, wasn't it? The communists always came here on the 1st of May. Isn't it a shame that tradition is now no more?
Well, if you remember those times, you don't think it's a shame, of course. Really, I am glad they are not here. They went to Prague 7, to a different place. But I am really glad that this tradition of Letenská pláň is over for them.
Now, why are you here? The communists, after all, are a spent force. They are no longer in government. Yes, they have 20% of support among the public and a number of seats in parliament, but there is no danger that the communists will ever return to power in the Czech Republic.
Well, I'm afraid that this is a very optimistic assumption, that they would never return, because it depends on the voters, and people are becoming to get frustrated a little bit of the current politicians and the current political system. And, you know, I am a little bit scared sometimes that the communists could come back, because their voters come to elections. And if other people will not come to elections, then their position can even harder. And they are, in a way, in government, because they have very important positions in the parliament. You know, they are partially running the parliament, and that's already dangerous. And under Mr. Paroubek, which I personally know from the city assembly, I know his way of thinking. I'm afraid they would be invited to come back.
Although not in its usual location, the communist rally nevertheless also succeeded in attracting close to 9,000 party members and supporters at the Křižík fountain at Prague's exhibition grounds on Monday morning. The parade was led by party chairman Vojtěch Filip and deputy chairman Jiří Dolejš, who was violently beaten last week in what appears to have been a politically motivated assault, also received an enthusiastic welcome. But despite the continued use of May Day as a political platform, for many its meaning as a day of love remained. The statue of Karel Hynek Mácha, the greatest Czech poet, whose poem "Mai" describes the evening of the 1st of May as a time for lovers, was once again a meeting place for young couples, kissing beneath a blossoming tree on the Petrín Hill. And it is this significance which is perhaps the most timeless tradition of all.
Thank you very much, Chris Jarrett, for that report on the latest May Day in the Czech Republic. And now Jan Wellinger.